Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome out for a fantastic show today, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you who work so hard for your money, and you're now ready for your money to start working harder for you. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity right now. Appreciate having you guys out. Appreciate you guys joining us today because I'm excited for this show. I mean, you guys are Ripplers in the fact that you're not just here to create prosperity for yourself or your family, but you're here because you know that as you're blessed, as you're financially prospered, you can help others do the same. I'm excited to have you guys to just really be a part of this movement and a part of what you guys are creating. And thank you so much for sharing the show and binging and everything else that you guys do because, man, like it really helps me to know that what I'm doing makes a difference. And I really appreciate that. I appreciate you guys doing what's necessary in your life to do the best that you can. And I appreciate those who've been reaching out as well. For those that are saying, hey, Chris, you know, I want you to look at my situation. Is there something you can help me to do? You know, whether it's improve my cash flow, whether it's, you know, to help me with, you know, make sure I have the right infinite banking policy or even to set the right one up so I can double dip on my investment returns and make money in two places at once or whatever it is. Like you guys have been reaching out and I appreciate it because you guys really inspire me to keep going. You know, you inspire me to keep doing this show and man, like we're well over 300 episodes now. I mean, how awesome is that? So again, thank you so much for being part of this journey. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's lots of fun little blogs on there and good stuff that you'll have as well as that free ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today, which actually includes how my clients on average freed up $34,000 a year and the main things where they found that cash flow. And that's mostly not even including the passive income stuff that I teach my clients to do to help them be able to retire early. So check that out. So today I want to mention, really want to bring up a concept that was actually brought to my attention again. Now this is a concept I teach my clients all the time, you know, and now most of my clients come to me lately. Most of them say, hey, I've got cash, I've got equity, I've got assets, but I think they could be doing more for me. So most people lately have been coming to me saying, hey, how do I get this money working for me? How do I get this to start paying me some cash flow? You know, really generating some income from this. But I also get other people from time to time that say, all right, you know, maybe I make decent money, but I've also got a lot of debts and I'm not sure which ones to pay off. You know, and I even had a client, you know, here just a few years ago. I remember she came to me saying, hey, you know, like a lot of people, she came to me saying, listen, you know, we got a little bit of money saved up. We think the right move is to go and pay off, you know, to go and start doing some real estate investing. And I said, well, that's cool. You know, we could definitely look into that. But as I looked at the full situation, and when I work with clients one-on-one, you know, I have you fill out a spreadsheet, you know, where we look at your income and expenses. And I'm not looking at hugely like budget type stuff, although we might address that if it's a need. But for the most part, I'm looking to see what's your monthly cash flow looking like? Are you paycheck to paycheck? Do you got a lot extra and how much? And then we look at your assets and your liabilities or your loans to see where you're at and to see really how can we turn your assets and everything in your situation into a better cash flow position, you know, where you have more income coming in than expenses, where we improve that income, you know, and create that gap in between, because that gap in between is cash flow, right? That's profit. You know, the more you have of income over your expenses, the better it is. And you don't have to be cheap to do it. You don't have to live on rice and beans to have that kind of life. So anyways, as I was looking at her situation, I said, man, you know what? I think actually we shouldn't invest in real estate right now. In fact, what we should do is, you know, pay off this credit card. This will get your debt to income ratio down. This will allow you to be able to do a refinance of your home. And we weren't even cashing out any money, really. It was just purely a, what they call a rate and term refinance, which is just a simple refinance to a lower rate and a better payment. Refinanced everything and paid off the credit card. It costs about, you know, I think it was like $6,000 bucks to pay off that credit card. But in doing so, what it allowed her to do is it actually freed up $800 a month. Now, understand that, you know, if somebody say, hey, I've got 20 grand or so, or 25 grand, maybe I should do some real estate investing or buy my first property. You could, and maybe you might make 200 bucks a month. But what if you could spend 6,000 to create $800 a month? The cool thing is that that's very little cash that $800 a month makes is made back pretty quickly. And so it wasn't just like 6 months later, we're saying, all right, maybe we'll look at buying a property now. And so it wasn't just about either or. It wasn't like, hey, let's get 200 bucks a month. We're going to spend the next several years saving that 200 bucks a month to buy the next property. It was like, no, we can actually go and make moves right now, free up more cash flow, and then get some passive income. So it went from hoping to make $200 a month of passive income to, you know, now overall improving their cash flow situation by $1,000 a month with very little out of pocket. And the way that I usually look at that is I use a formula that actually I created. It's funny because somebody brought this up recently. They said, hey, you know, you mentioned a cash flow index in your presentation. I think I read that somewhere before. I think I read that in a book called something about Rockefellers. And I said, oh, you mean Garrett Gunderson's book? Yeah, I know that well. I'm like, wait, he mentioned the cash flow index? Yeah. I'm like, oh, well, I got to see if he actually gave me credit for it. And no, he didn't. He spent about two pages talking about the cash flow index. He actually used the graphic I had my assistant make like 10 years ago. He put in that book. So I thought that was kind of fun. I was like, oh, that's my old graphic that I used to teach this concept. But yeah, I mean, that's the cash flow index. Basically, that's a thing that, you know, when I was going through my hardest time, you know, when I was in the middle of the recession, right? It was 2008. I remember it was fall of 2008, about this time of year, stressing out, trying to figure out what to do to make ends meet. Cash has run dry pretty much. And I'm thinking, okay, do I find a way to invest money to create passive income or do I pay off debts? And I start trying to figure out ways to create, you know, figure out my, you know, rate of return, my return on investment, so to speak. And by, you know, I was doing that. And then I decided for other people, you know, not just looking for the ROI, I thought, well, maybe I just could create a simple index. So this is how the cash flow index works. If you want to calculate it, the whole point of this is to get the best ROI, the best bang for your buck when you pay down or pay off loans. Now, let me give you a scenario first. So say you have $10,000 and that's all you've got. You also have two different $10,000 loans. One of them is a credit card at 18%. And on that $10,000 credit card, you're paying about 200 bucks a month. The other one is a $10,000 car loan. And that car loan, you're paying $500 a month. Now it's only about 4%, let's just say, right? So 4% car loan, that's $10,000. You're paying 500 a month, or a $10,000 credit card at 18% that you're paying $200 a month. Now, if I were Dave Ramsey, I guarantee you guys know what I would say, right? I would say, pay off what? Pay off the credit card. Get rid of it, right? Get rid of that interest rate. Now, that would free up $200 a month, which is great. You know, that's a good ROI. That's like a 24% ROI on your money. However, the reason I created this cash flow index is because I realized during that recession, when you're negative cash flow, when you need cash flow, you don't really care what the interest rate is. It doesn't really matter that much. Granted, all things being equal, yes, it matters, but it really doesn't. Cash flow is what stresses people out when it comes to debts. It's the payment, not the balance. If you knew your mortgage payment was $10 a month, would you really be in a rush to pay it off? You know, of course not, you know, because it doesn't matter. You'd rather pay off everything else. You'd rather do other things with that money that could actually increase your income by a lot more than that $10 a month, right? And that's the whole point of this too, is what increases your cash flow with the least dollars out of pocket. So of course, in that scenario, $10,000 credit card or $10,000 car loan, you know, the credit card's 200 bucks a month and the car loan's 500. Which one would I pay off? Hands down, I would pay off the car. Why? Because that's 500 bucks a month. And when you create cash flow creates freedom. Understand that when you improve that situation, when you improve it by 500 bucks a month, you open up more safety, security, and peace of mind, not to mention more options. And that's the thing, is that cash flow creates options, and options is where freedom comes from. So when you know you have options, that's where you have real freedom, right? Because think about it. Especially if you're a business owner and you've had ups and downs in your months or whatever it might be, or you've had emergencies happen, even if you're not a business owner, you know, think about it. Would you rather be paying on a $200 a month loan or a $500 a month loan? Which one will create more stress, 200 or 500? 500, right? That's the one you got to get rid of. get rid of that $500 payment, especially if it's going to be the same amount as the $200 one. Get rid of that. And then that frees up the option to put that extra $500 onto that credit card, you know, making a total of $700 a month, and you'll pay it off in about a year anyways. But if you were stuck with that $500 a month payment, you could be in a bad place where you might have to charge up a credit card because maybe you don't have enough cash flow to make up the difference. So you might end up having to tap into your savings or tap into other things, you know, or like I said, raise up. I mean, think about it. You paid off that car, paid off the credit card, only enough to charge it back up again because now you don't have enough money. And of course, there's things you can do with reserves. I get that. But remember, all things being equal, you know, we want to get rid of the largest payment with the smallest amount of money out of pocket. That is where the cash flow index comes in. Cash flow index is calculated by this. You take the loan balance, you divide it by the minimum monthly payment, and that will give you a number. And the lowest number is the one you want to pay off first. So for example, in that credit card scenario, right? $10,000 is the loan balance. The minimum payment was $200 a month. You divide that into each other, you get a number of 50. Now, look at that car loan. That was $10,000. That is $500 a month. 10,000 divided by 500 is 20. Remember, the lowest index number is the one you want to pay off first. So if I had a choice between either or, hands down, I will go with the car. Now, some of you are like, okay, this is heresy, Chris. Like, you're supposed to be talking about interest rates. Well, not necessarily. Okay, here's where interest rates can come into play. Say that the car loan was also $200 a month and the credit card was $200 a month. If I were looking to pay it off, yes, I would go with the highest interest rate loan first. If it's a tie, if the index is pretty close to the same number to each other, usually within a few points of each other, I will pay off the highest interest rate. Then that will become secondary, but it is not the primary decision. Doesn't matter, you know, the low balance necessarily. It's about really what gives you the best bang for your buck. Now, occasionally, do I tell people to ignore this? Yes. Just so you know, by the way, because I know in the book he said anything under 50 you pay off. That was old news. Here's the real rules here. This is the updated rules based on the guy that created it. First off, usually it's 40 and under. I look to pay them off faster. Now, if it's a credit card, it's awesome. Because if you have a credit card that has an index of 40, the cool thing is that means for every $40 you pay down, you know, or pay off on your credit card in principal, you'll free up $1 a month. Vice versa is also true. If you charge up $40 on that credit card, you'll pay $1 a month. So if I pay $400 extra onto that credit card, I just free up $10 a month because 40 divided into 400 is 10 times or $10. So I can free up $10. I can be very calculated with it. You know, give you an example on this. I had a client down in Arizona where they were just trying to qualify for this house and they couldn't quite do it. Their debt to income ratio was too high. And I said, all right, well, what do you need? You know, what's the cash flow you need to free up to do that? What's the payment? They said, well, they told us to pay off this credit card that was about $7,600. Now it was $7,600, but the payment was $75. Or sorry, reverse that. It was $7,500 balance. The payment was $76 a month. So you do the math on that. That means it's about an index of 100, which by the way, for a credit card, a 100 index is awesome. So I said, all right, now what do you actually need to free up to qualify for this loan? They said, oh, I don't know. We didn't ask him. And see, they just took it as, nope, you can't do it. And we're like, we got to pay off the credit card. They barely had the money to pay it off. It would have taken all their cash savings to pay off that credit card, which would put them in a risky position. So I said, you know what? Go back to them and ask, what is it we have to free up to qualify for this mortgage? Well, they came back to me. They said, Chris, they said $41 a month. I said, awesome. Well, we already know what the index is. It's about 100. So for every $100 you pay on this, you'll free up $1 a month. So instead of paying off the entire credit card like that loan officer told you, pay off just $4,100 of it. So save yourself basically $3,400, right? Don't pay off the full $7,500, just pay off $4,100. They did, freed up the $41 a month. They qualified for the mortgage. Boom, done. That was it. It was simple. Now, again, I know some of you guys are like much more visual, so this kind of stinks for you if you're listening to this right now. And there are presentations that I do where I show this visually. But I just want you to understand this, that it has so much application, and it works. I realized it was pretty crazy when this was towards the beginning of 2009. I started to teach this to some of my clients at the time. And I remember this woman was fresh out of college. She was trying to get her life on track. She had a student loan. She had, she had her car loan. She had a credit card. And as I looked at her situation, I said, you know what? Based on what I'm seeing here, here's what you're going to think I'm crazy, but here's what I'm going to say to do. I'm going to say to charge up your monthly expenses on your credit card this month as much as you can. So then you can take the extra cash and pay off your car loan. Well, she's like, wait, you want me to charge up my credit card to pay off my car? I said, yes. And if you do that, you'll free up $250 a month net. Even though the credit card payment will go up, the payment that you'll save on the car loan will free up a net of $250 a month by doing nothing more. No more money out of pocket, just moving money around basically. She's like, that's crazy. I'm like, I know. And that's when I knew I was onto something pretty cool. You got to understand that I've used this with hundreds of clients, and they've freed up literally millions and millions and millions of dollars just with this one strategy alone. I remember one guy who's in Manhattan, and he was like, he's getting really mad at me because I showed him what to do. It would free up about $800 a month. Now he was almost bankrupt. And he's like, Chris, you're just telling me to move money around. I'm like, exactly. We're moving money around so you don't go bankrupt, And the thing is, the cool thing is it works for people that aren't going bankrupt, right? Give you an example. I mean, I've had people where, now here's the thing, credit cards, it works great, right? Now, what if you've got a mortgage that's very low interest, a car loan? Like I've had somebody that said, hey, I've got a 2% car loan. Should I pay off my car? Because now it's about a 36 index, which is below that 40 number, right? Student loans, same thing, especially if they're low interest. Like, should we pay these off or not? Or when should we pay them off? Here's the thing. With those kind of loans where it doesn't matter how much you pay down on those, the payment remains the same until it's paid off, right? So mortgages, car loans, student loans, those kind of loans where the payments never change, those ones, especially if they're lower interest, I wait till the index gets below a 20 before I try to pay those off. So if you're looking for more rules than what was said in that book, that's where I do it. It's like, I wait till it's below a 20. I'll tell you, I just paid off my student loan from the early, what was it? I think it was the early 2000, like right around 2000. I finally paid it off in about 2016 because finally the index was low enough that I thought was justified to pay off that 3.625% student loan. But man, I kept that thing going forever because, the index was great. It wasn't until finally they said, all right, based on your income, we can't keep the payments super low. So I was like, all right, fine. Right? No problem. That's paid off. It had like $3,000 left on it. That was it. So I paid it off. Gone. But I waited till that thing was down the bone. Why? Because I could be making so much more money with that elsewhere. And that's why a lot of times, like with mortgages, I wait till that thing's below a 20 if we're looking to pay it off. Sometimes it does make sense, as I've shared in other episodes before. Sometimes we use the equity and make more money off that. But it just depends. It's always case by case. It depends on what's best for your situation, your cash flow. So guys, that's the big thing with this. So cash flow index, you take the loan balance divided by the minimum monthly payment. And typically, the lowest index is the one you want to pay off first. Now, for some of you, here's good indexes, right? If it's over 50, you may want to consider, or even over 40. If it's possible, you may want to consider refinancing. For a mortgage specifically, if it's not pretty close to a 200, I usually look at refinancing it, whether we cash money out or not. And here's the thing is like, now of course, low rates are super low right now. So you're likely to get the same rate or lower than what you currently have anyways. But I get some people saying, hey, this will raise my interest rate a little bit. It will. But if your index on a mortgage is 100, meaning it's saying you have a $300,000 mortgage, but you're paying $3,000 a month, hey, we can get that payment cut in half. We can get that down to $1,500 a month, freeing up, $1,500 a month, right? That could make perfect sense. And so that's what we look at is, all right, should we refinance these things? Mortgages, even with my clients that are really good savers, that have lots of money, they're like, hey, I don't even need budget help, Chris. Honestly, we got an extra $5,000-$6,000, or we got $10,000-$20,000 a month we can use. Our biggest thing is just, where should we put it? Hey, I look at those things and say, all right, should we refinance something? Should we, get those cash flow indexes at a better level just to improve cash flow a little bit anyways? And hey, if we get some extra money to invest with, all the better, right? So there's so many ways you can use this, more than I can tell you guys, because again, so many situations can vary, right? But hopefully I gave you some good rules of thumb. One is if it's below a 40, you want to pay it off. if it's a fixed payment like mortgages, student loans, car loans, especially when they're low interest, I wait till they're below a 20. Credit cards, you can definitely pay down, which are great ones to do it with. And of course, if your mortgage is an index of, you know, much less than a 200, especially if it's below like a 150 or 100, we should consider looking at redoing that, because that could be your one of your tricks to getting you more cash to invest and creating more acceleration and get you to actually retire faster. So hopefully you guys enjoy this. For whatever situation you guys are in, I hope this was very helpful and create a lot of value for you. Hey, just remember, cash flow creates options. And when you have more options, that is when you have more freedom. I hope you make a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.